A word for today is God and your money, part two. In 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 8 we read, "In all things at all times, having all that you need." Let's begin by saying it again. What you believe about God and your money will determine what you believe him for. If the reason you want more is to keep up with the Joneses or brag about what you own, don't expect God to bless your plans. The Bible says in James 4 verse 6, God opposes the proud but shows favour to the humble. Humility says, "Lord, everything I have is a gift from you, and everything I'll ever need comes from you." Before you ask God for more money, you must know that your heart motive is right. And when you know it is, you can stand on this scripture. Whoever sows sparingly will reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will reap generously. Each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver, and God is able to bless you abundantly, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. As it is written, "They have freely scattered their gifts to the poor, their righteousness endures forever. Now he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will also supply and increase your store of seed and will enlarge the harvest of your righteousness. You will be enriched in every way so that you can be generous on every occasion." That's 2 Corinthians 9 verses 6 to 11. Who does God give seed to? Sowers, not hoarders. When does God multiply your seed? When you sow it to fulfill his purposes. And that's the word for today on UCB.